From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Some better-than-expected news for the nation's housing market today. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 7.2%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The housing market finally appears to be hitting bottom. This latest round of numbers is an encouraging sign of stability. It's the fourth month in a row now that the pace of home sales has risen. Other reports show that home prices may be leveling off in many areas, too. Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College.
This is a positive number. It goes along with the positive price numbers that we've seen. It's showing signs of life, which this economy really needs.
Economists say a first-time homebuyer tax credit appears to be enticing buyers. Still, Case says we're not off to the races again. Foreclosures keep rising, and that keeps dumping homes on the market and pushing down prices. Also, unemployment remains very high, which is always a drag on housing and the entire economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the U.S. economy is on the verge of a recovery. Speaking at an annual Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, Bernanke said economic activity in the U.S. and elsewhere appears to be leveling out. Bernanke's comments and the new housing data boosted confidence on Wall Street. The major indexes surged by more than 1.5% today. The Dow rose 155 points, the S&P gained 18, and the NASDAQ Composite Index rose 31. The new H1N1 swine flu virus is at low levels throughout the U.S., except for in Alaska and Maine. Government scientists say the two states are reporting widespread flu activity, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The fact that there's any flu in August and that there's a lot in Alaska and Maine is unusual for this time of year, says Jerry Butler of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Butler can't explain why the two states have experienced an upswing. Meanwhile, testing of a new H1N1 swine flu vaccine is going well, says Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health. 2 weeks in, the only side effects are some sore arms in the volunteers. The government is still aiming to distribute the vaccine in mid-October. The scientists aren't overly concerned about reports of the new swine flu virus infecting turkeys in South America. So far, at least, the viruses have not interacted with bird flu virus, which could be a problem. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
President Obama says yesterday's national elections in Afghanistan are a move in the right direction, and despite spotty turnout, he's praising the millions who voted.
As I watched the election, I was struck by their courage in the face of intimidation and their dignity in the face of disorder.
Mr. Obama spoke before leaving the White House for a 10-day vacation. He warned that violence may continue as officials work to finalize the results. Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his chief rival both claim to have the lead. This is NPR News. The Chicago Cubs will soon have a new owner. The Tribune Company says it has reached an agreement with the Ricketts family to sell all but a 5% stake in the Cubs and Wrigley Field. The family founded the online brokerage TD Ameritrade. Tribune values the transaction at about $845 million. It must still be approved by Major League Baseball. Guitar legend Les Paul was laid to rest in his hometown of Waukesha, Wisconsin today. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Hundreds of people lined up to see Paul's closed casket at a memorial service in Milwaukee. Many said they were music fans or musicians. Steve LaFour says he plays guitar in a local band. LaFour says Paul's innovations with guitars and recording technology have made a big difference.
Music wouldn't be what it is today without him. And as guitarists, it's like you just can't help but take a step back and acknowledge what he's done for music and guitar.
Other mourners say Paul was always willing to meet younger musicians and encourage them in their careers. Paul was buried in his hometown of Waukesha after his funeral limousine traveled on a road known as the Les Paul Parkway. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Bands of rain from Hurricane Bill's outer bands began pounding Bermuda today. The storm has weakened slightly, but still it's a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters expect the storm's strength to fluctuate as it moves on a path that should take it between Bermuda and the East Coast tomorrow. Political columnist Robert Novak was remembered today as a man committed to his faith, family, and craft. Novak died Tuesday after a battle with brain cancer. He was 78. His funeral took place today in downtown Washington. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.